Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Burkina Faso officials say at least 33 hostages were freed today from an upscale hotel frequented by foreigners in the capital where suspected Islamist militants attacked late on Friday. Not immediately clear how many hostages the gunmen had captured. Elite security forces stormed the hotel in a raid that began about 5 hours after gunmen attacked. Not immediately known right now how many people have been killed during the siege, but initial reports indicate 20 people are dead, another 15 wounded. Lasting defeat has become a mantra for top U.S. officials when talking about the strategy to defeat the terror group known as the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter.
Job one has to be to destroy ISIL in Iraq and Syria. That's not sufficient. But it is necessary because it's necessary to show that this movement has no future.
A lasting defeat of IS has become a priority for the Obama administration and others who see the militants as an existential threat. Less clear is how that lasting defeat will be engineered and how long it will take. UN International Atomic Energy Agency is expected to verify whether Iran is complying with its commitment to curtail its nuclear program, clearing the way for the lifting of international sanctions. The Islamic Republic and world powers signed a nuclear agreement last July under which Tehran would scale back its uranium enrichment activities and submit to inspections in exchange for a rollback of sanctions. Iran has made it clear that its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Sanctions have blocked Iran from at least $50 billion in assets. This is VOA News. European Commissioner for Humanitarian Aid, as well as Crisis Management, called for political solutions in dealing with the root causes. The causes, that is, a migrant crisis, the war, poverty in the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. Speaking Friday in Belgrade following a meeting with Serbia's Prime Minister, Christos Stylianides says that European institutions have taken a lot of initiative in Syria in order to persuade people to stay in their country.
We must address the root causes of the refugee crisis. We must find political solutions inside Syria, inside Afghanistan, inside Iraq. We made a lot of initiative inside Syria in order to provide not only basic needs, but specific assistance, maybe through education, in order to safeguard the dignity of the refugees and in order to persuade them to stay there in their country.
International Organization for Migration predicts that 2016 will be another critical year for migration to Europe, noting that 1 in 7 people today is a migrant. Of these, 232 million are international migrants, 340 million are internal migrants. French government is launching an inquiry into a drug trial of an experimental medication that has left one person brain dead, 5 others hospitalized in serious condition. Lisa Bryant following that story for us in Paris.
Health Minister Marisol Touraine says what happened is unprecedented. Touraine says 6 men, ages 28 to 49, who were participating in the drug trial have been hospitalized since Sunday. One was declared brain dead, and the others remain hospitalized with all showing the same type of neurological symptoms. A research company called BioTrial had been testing the drug manufactured by a Portuguese company, which is meant to help with anxiety and other mood disorders. All trials of the drug are now suspended, and volunteers participating in the study have been called back. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Worries about China's slowing economic growth, further steep drops in oil prices, and a disappointing report on U.S. retail sales contributed to a global stock sell-off on Friday. Cost for a barrel of oil now sliding down to around $29 a barrel. In New York, the S&P 500 fell nearly 2.2% at the close. The Dow off 2.4%. The Nasdaq plunging 3.1%. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
hello again, my friend and jazz fan. Welcome to another hour of Jazz America on VOA 1, as we give you the best of jazz, past and present. And this hour, conversation with George Duke and Stanley Clark. We're celebrating George Duke on this edition of Jazz America. He would have been 70 years old on the 12th of January. He passed away in August of 2013. And we'll celebrate George by sharing with you conversations I've enjoyed with those two great artists, George Duke and the aforementioned bassist and longtime friend and associate of George, Stanley Clark. I know you'll enjoy their thoughts as we speak with them on top of the mountain overlooking Lake Geneva in Montreux, Switzerland. I happened to catch them in 1987 before their performance there, and will also return to the 2005 Long Beach, California International Association for Jazz Education Conference. I know you'll enjoy their music, too, as we give you some of their collaborative efforts over the years. Let's begin, though, with two brand new pieces of music. You're going to hear Cyril Ami as she takes on the song made famous by Chet Baker years ago. It's a title cut from her brand new album, Let's Get Lost. But let's begin with music from a great group from Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Now, you don't think of Nevada as one of the jazz centers of the world. Usually, it's New York, New Orleans, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco. But in this case, they're making great jazz in Nevada, as we'll prove right now with the music of Neil McGinnis and his band New World Jazz Project. From the album Bolero, here's Neil McGinnis, great saxophonist and flutist, with his composition, Merry Go Round. Thank you.
The party's rather dull, isn't it? We'd love to steal away, wouldn't we? So let's not even ask, now should we, or shouldn't we? Let's get lost, lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost, let them send out alarms. And though they'll think it's rather rude, let's show the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list and celebrate this night we have each other. Last other's arms. Let's get lost, let them send out alarms. And though they'll think it's rather rude, let's show the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list and celebrate this night we have each other. Ooh.
The lovely young lady, the singer of French and Dominican extraction, Cyril Ami, with the title cut from her latest release, Let's Get Lost, as she took that song, that standard, made famous by Chet Baker in a swinging style, and gave it a little bit of a gypsy a la Django Reinhardt kind of feel with some scat singing added on to make it uniquely her own. Brand new music for you here on VOA's Jazz America. Now I want to go back in time to 1987. I attended the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, and there at the home of the late Claude Nobs, the director of the festival for so many decades, there was a gathering of artists and press and other invited guests, and we stood above beautiful Lake Geneva, where I had a chance to have this conversation all those many years ago with George Duke and Stanley Clark. Well, here we are continuing our conversations at the Montreux Jazz Festival with one of the permanent fixtures here at this festival. I'm sure it's no bad thing for your life to have to be a permanent fixture here. Is George Duke, the great keyboard player, who's going to be performing Saturday night with Stanley and other friends. It's good of you to take a few seconds to talk with us, George.
Yeah, before I roll down the hill here.
I tell you, this is not a hill. This is a major hill. As a matter of fact, as I said, you've become sort of a permanent fixture. It's one of your favorite places. It's a sort of a vacation as well as a working vacation, we'll call it. You did, for a couple of years in a row, Swiss television interviews with other artists?
Yeah, I was over here doing that for a while, and that was an interesting thing, you know, just sort of talking to friends of mine, you know, Dizzy, Miles, Dexter Gordon, whoever happened to be here doing backstage interviews, and what I was doing sort of like what you're doing right now, just talking about old things, just seeing what's happening, too.
Let's get down to business here as far as what's going on with you and Stanley. Now, last year, he was in London, and you invited him to come in because you were going to play. You invited him to come in on the spur of the moment.
Right.
Was that the spark that began this tour, or put the plans together in motion? Come on, stop on by.
Come on over here, Stan. Tell him why we decided to do this again.
So that did last year spawn this year's decision to tour together?
Probably so. It was kind of it sort of did that. But, you know, we'd been actually trying to do this for the last couple of years. It's hard, you know, when you have two guys that have pretty full schedules, you know, and that kind of go in different directions, you know. But and we're going to take another swing at the
Sounds
Clark
great.
Duke show.
We've actually been on tour here now for, what, 4 or 5 weeks all in the States and also in Europe, and we kind of got a feel for what we want to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, if this is the road, give me the road. This place is, thanks for taking a few seconds, you guys, and finish your lunch.
Okay. Let's go play some basketball.
Hey, look, we're ready for it. We're trying to set up a 3-on-3 tournament, Americans versus any country, anywhere, anytime.
Anybody.
we were at North Sea in Amsterdam. Those guys are about 7'2", every one of them, so I think we're going to stay down here in the lower regions of Europe where they're shorter. Thanks again, you guys.
Right. Thank you.
I always had fun talking to Stanley Clark and George Duke together. What wonderful friends and what great musicians. And they collaborated on many, many projects, on each other's works. Case in point, enjoy the song Hot Fire from George Duke's album Reach for It, featuring Stanley on electric bass on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Ron Carter, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
We've been listening to a lot of Stanley Clark playing acoustic and electric bass on this edition of Jazz America. One good bass player deserves another. Make that great, bass players. That was Ron Carter from his album The Bass and I, and his classic song has been recut by many folks over the years, Blues for DP, with Stephen Scott, young piano player who's worked with Ron Carter quite a bit, and Lewis Nash on the drums, Steve Kroon on percussion, with Ron Carter on the bass. I got more of the bass playing of Stanley Clark and more of the keyboard playing of George Duke coming up as we celebrate George Duke's 70th birthday on the 12th of January. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And occasionally I receive not only email messages to the Jazz America email address, but also messages directly to me via Facebook, just simply by finding me and my name, Russ Davis. And that is the case with the message I received not long ago from Haruna Yabzai from Abuja, Nigeria, who wrote to me, "Russ, I've been following you since the Katrina devastation of New Orleans on VOA Jazz America, one of your episodes, Higher Grounds, featuring greats like John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, etc. Russ, you inspired me to jazz, and I've loved it ever since." Haruna, thank you so much for your message, and thanks for finding me on Facebook, too. We're friends now, and I would be happy to play for you more music inspired by New Orleans. Yes, it was over 10 years that Katrina devastated New Orleans, and people still think about it. What an unbelievable event that was. And what an unbelievable place of creativity is the Crescent City, the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana, the home of great musicians like Louis Armstrong. Let's go back to the year 1929. You talk about classic. Written by W.C. Handy, arguably the first jazz song ever written. It's St. Louis Blues with Louis Armstrong and his orchestra to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. Vocalist Al Jarreau, his recent release, My Old Friend, celebrating George Duke. That is a celebration of George, with Al Jarreau on vocals, joined by George Duke's cousin, the award-winning vocalist Diane Reeves, as they did a medley of songs from George's breakthrough album from years ago, Brazilian Love Affair, the song entitled Brazilian Love Affair, along with Up From the Sea It Arose. Hope you enjoyed that heartfelt tribute to George Duke by Al Jarreau, who, by the way, in the 1960s was working in a hospital, and he wanted to be a singer. And in the San Francisco Bay Area, where he was based, he ran into George Duke and began singing with his trio, and the rest is history. Well, speaking of relationships between great musicians, let's once again listen in on a conversation between George Duke and Stanley Clark here on VOA's Jazz America. In January of 2005, at the International Association for Jazz Education Conference in Long Beach, California, one of the panels was billed as A Conversation with George Duke. Well, the person having the conversation with George Duke just happened to be his longtime friend and associate bassist, Stanley Clark. Let's listen in on some of that conversation right now. And the conversation begins with the story of how these two great jazz musicians first met.
You want to tell the story?
No, I think you should tell it. I tell you, it was 1971.
It was 1971. I believe we were in, Finland. We were in Pori, Finland. And I'd come out of my hotel room. And back in those days, they had these hotels with these, the hallways were really thin. Now, I come out my room, and at that time I had an afro about that big. And George had one a little smaller than mine. But he had a dashiki that was about this big. And a huge bag. Back in those days, the guys were wearing bags. Like, he had this huge bag. And I swear, we walked toward each other, and we could not pass each other. So I think he said, and I'll let him take over after this, he said, "Are you Stanley Clark?" Because we were young, like kind of young lions. We'd heard about each other. And he says, "Are you Stanley Clark?" And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "What happened?"
Yeah, that's it. And I said, "Yeah, George Duke, Stanley Clark." And I went to bed, went to sleep. Yeah. And then went downstairs later on. And you happened to be playing the bass, and Chick Corea was playing drums.
Yeah.
And so, and it was
no, that was a mistake. But good, good.
No!
good.
No, come on, Chick. I mean, that's... No, but it was very interesting. I had never heard anyone play the bass like that before. I mean, live. It wasn't just a record. The guy was actually doing that stuff live on stage, and I was amazed. I said, I have to play with this guy somewhere along the line.
And so that's how it happened.
That's how it happened.
The exuberant song, The Dancer, from the School Days album, Stanley Clark with his longtime friend and associate, George Duke, on keyboards. Hope you enjoyed that here on Jazz America. And we honor George Duke on this edition of the program. He was born 70 years ago on the 12th of January in 1946 and passed away in August of 2013. Well, I want to close out this edition of the program with some new music just released by another of the greats of jazz who passed away in September of 2015, the great saxophonist Phil Woods. His effort, just released live at the Deerhead Inn, was recorded in the Poconos Mountains, just west of New York, in the Delaware Water Gap in Pennsylvania, in what has been called the longest continuously operating jazz club in the country. From November of 2014, here's Phil Woods and his quintet with the Oscar Pettiford classic Bohemia After Dark to close out this edition of Jazz America from VOA 1. that song has been recorded many times, but I've never heard a more spirited version of Bohemia After Dark than the one by the late, great Phil Woods and his quintet, recorded live at the Deerhead Inn, a new release just out. This is Russ Davis. Thank you so much for joining me for this edition of Jazz America. And if you'll join me on the next edition, we'll have a birthday celebration for newly named NEA Jazz Master, multi-Grammy Award winner, Master of the Vibes, composer, band leader, Gary Burton. I'll take you backstage in various settings to talk to Gary Burton. We'll get his story, and of course, we'll hear lots of his brilliant music on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?